Hi, this is Rachel, and you're listening to Cerebral Self, a podcast where we take a deep dive into anxiety, PTSD, depression, panic attacks, religion, and a slew of other topics. Before I start, I want to let everyone know that I am not a medical professional, nor an expert on anxiety. What I will be discussing are my own personal experiences with anxiety and panic attacks and how I have learned and am still in the process of learning how to cope with these disorders. Okay, with that being said, let's get into it. The definition of anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling of nervousness or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Panic attack. Panic attack is a sudden, intense episode of fear that can trigger severe physical reactions, even when there is no real danger or apparent cause. What are your symptoms when you're having a panic attack? Personally, my fingers go numb, my hands go numb. I feel like I'm not here, like I'm in a dream. I feel like I'm not breathing, even though I am. It's weird. And only people who have this can understand what I'm talking about, what I'm saying. I get dizzy, feel like I'm going to pass out. I have racy, irrational thoughts, like I might black out and go crazy, do something awful. You know, I just imagine the worst thing that comes to my mind. The worst case scenario that I'm going to do that, I'm not going to remember, and I'm going to wake up in jail. Very irrational. You know, our minds make up worst case scenario, and it just runs. When you're having an anxiety or a panic attack, the first thing you want to do is run away, get out, get as far away from the place that you are having the episode. You just want to get away from there. I know. I am the same way. But in reality, it isn't the place or the situation. It's you. And you can't run away from yourself. Your body is in fight or flight mode. That's what's happening. You may rush home or go to someone who makes you feel safe. But you need to be your safe place. Not your home, your spouse, your kids, your pet. If you can be your safe place, then you'll always be there for yourself. And of course, you're with you 24 hours a day, you know. I recently, just over the course of like a year, the last year and a half, I developed a new fear, a new anxiety. Fear of being in stores. I used to love shopping. I used to go into thrift shops. I used to go with my daughter, me and her, and I would enjoy it. It was something I loved, flea markets. Now I can't do it. I have to order online, and they bring it to the back. They bring it to my vehicle, so I don't have to go into the store. If I absolutely have to go into a store, like there's no other choice, like it's not available online, I go straight for what I need. And I hurry to the checkout. I make a beeline to what I need. You know, I just go straight for that item. I make sure I know exactly where it's at. And then I, like I said, I run to the checkout. Of course, I smile, try to look at people. But if I end up making eye contact, I just smile. And I'm like, well, at least, you know, if I'm nice, at least I'm a nice person. If I pass out, maybe they'll help me. It's so ridiculous how anxiety works, right? And no one really understands how bad anxiety is or a panic attack unless they have it. You know, I don't like when people say, just breathe, or it's just anxiety. You can't control it. I mean, it's just feelings. No, we can't control it. And it comes out of nowhere. And we could be with people we love the most, our parents, anyone. We could be in a home. You know, it just happens. You could be with your child and just out of the blue, you're having a panic attack for no reason at all. I I've learned from having anxiety and panic disorder that it's not curable, you guys. It's just not curable. That's not possible. I mean, you can tame the beast, but you can't cure it. I've been through hypnosis, been on benzos, been on every medication imaginable. Yes, the benzos help, but that's another story for the next episode. Here I am 20 years later, still having them. But you know what? I haven't died from them. It used to scare me to death. I thought I was going to die from a panic attack, but no one in history has ever died from one. And guess what? Neither will you. It's very, very scary. The feelings suck, but you won't die. And you won't go crazy. And you won't black out and do something ridiculous and not remember it. That's just not going to happen. It's just our minds playing tricks. We're just, like I said, in flight, you know, fight or flight mode. But I don't know. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. I'm here just to maybe so that maybe y'all could have someone to relate to. I haven't, like I said, I don't believe there's a cure because I've had it for 20 years and nothing has ever helped me. But, you know, we just have to learn how to be our safe place. Like I said, just know that we're going to be okay through them. And we're not going to flip out, you know. Well, I'm going to do another episode. I'm new to all this. So I'm going to do another episode because there's so much more to cover, you know. And I'll also explain about my first panic attack, how I, you know, what went on during my first one, you know. But for now, just I want to thank you all for tuning in to my first podcast. And remember to be patient with yourselves. That's key. Be patient. Give yourself grace. Very, very hard to do that, but you can do it. Go out, get some sun, spend time with the ones you love. We aren't promised tomorrow, you guys. And until next time, be kind.